Home life can be greatly impacted by a spouse who is complacent and refuses to contribute to the household income and or responsibilities. What does one do in a situation like this? We'd like to offer our perspective on this dilemma on the next Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this concerning question from a wife who's feeling desperate. She asks, "Is there anything I can do about a husband who simply refuses to get a job and work? We've been married for 12 years, and for the last 10, he stayed at home and done nothing all day while I've gone off to work. He contributes nothing to our home and family. It's all take and no give with him. One of our kids was recently diagnosed with a medical condition that will be costly to treat, and my job will no longer cover our expenses, yet he still plans to maintain the status quo. Do you have any advice for me?" Yes. We'd suggest that your husband is in desperate need of motivation. After 10 years of this kind of thing, it seems pretty clear that something has to change, but it won't as long as you allow the status quo to continue. He may contend that you've been a willing accomplice to his shirking of his responsibilities. The first thing you need to do is find out exactly what's going on inside his head. Why is he refusing to get a job and work? Did something negative happen at his last place of employment? Is he struggling with clinical depression? Are there deep problems in your marriage that have skewed his attitude towards you and his relationship with you? Is something making him unwilling to participate in the process of supplying the needs of the household? Or is he just lazy, narcissistic, and self-centered? We think there may be something more fundamental at stake here. The core issue, as we see it, is the strength and quality of your relationship. And at the heart of that relationship is your ability to communicate. How does your husband understand his role in the relationship? How do you understand your role as a wife? What are your expectations of one another? And are they the same expectations with which you entered the marriage? You need to find a way to sit down and talk to one another about these issues. We highly recommend that you conduct these discussions with the assistance of a pastor, a trusted mentor, or best of all, a qualified Christian marriage counselor. If your husband still refuses to help around the house or find a job, in spite of your best efforts to come to a meeting of the minds, it's time to move to the next level. This is the point at which you need to implement tough love. We recommend that you create a crisis by giving your spouse an ultimatum. Say something like, "Either you start looking for work and we get counseling together, or you will have to look for other living accommodations until you're ready to help resolve the problem." A temporary therapeutic separation may be what it takes to open his eyes to the seriousness of the situation and to stimulate some badly needed self-examination. Just remember, divorce is not the goal. The whole idea is to give him a dose of reality and jumpstart the job search. Keep in mind that a significant step of this kind is best taken under the wise guidance of a Christian counselor or pastor. If separation becomes necessary, it's best if you can convince your wayward mate to move out. That way, there's no need to disrupt your routine or upset your children any more than is absolutely necessary. If he won't go along with this, you may have no choice but to pack up and leave. But you'll want to make sure that your support system is in place. Let your spouse know where you can be contacted and make it clear that you'll be ready to resume negotiations as soon as he's willing to reciprocate. To speak to a trained counselor, please call Focus on the Family's Counseling Department on 031-716-3300. They'll be able to refer you to a marriage therapist practicing in your area. We pray for positive change in your husband's attitude and your relationship. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.